Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.
Today on the potty, I'm talking about what happens to your social media and devices when you die. We rarely think about it, but our social media accounts and devices often outlive us. So if you run a business, your online presence, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or other platforms, can become a bit of a question mark when you're no longer here to manage it. Now, this applies also to smartphones, tablets, and computers, many of which hold important business and personal data. An early disclaimer, this episode talks about death based on my personal experiences, both with loved ones, clients, and friends. So if this is not for you at this time, you may find another episode that will work for you this week. This episode is inspired by two clients that I suppose I considered also friends, but they were clients first and foremost. The first one I lost a few years ago, and it was a hell of a shock then, and now I've just lost another one recently, and it hits home. It really hits home, and you start to think about their online legacy once they're gone. Both of these people were amazing business owners who taught me so much, not only about business, but about their values, self-worth, giving back, and their dreams. And I was incredibly proud to be part of both of their lives. And their passing collectively has reminded me over the last week of an important lesson that planning isn't just about business growth, because both of them were very well planned in their subsequent demise. They had things sorted out well ahead of time. But it made me think about what happens when, you know, we're not all going to outlive each other. You know, what happens to all our digital assets and stuff once we're gone? So most of us have had the experience of seeing a late friend or loved one's birthday pop up on social media. So for some, it's a comfort, a moment to reflect on happy memories. For others, it can be jarring. The reality is, unless action is taken, these profiles continue to exist, and sometimes indefinitely. I'm putting pressure on myself, but I have to make a big decision in the next couple of weeks, because I've been putting it aside, about a very close loved one whose social media account remains to this day. And I actually like dropping by and having a look and seeing the photos and so forth. But I think it's come to the time where I need to make the decision about memorializing that account. And I suppose, like all of us, we just have to be brave and wait our time, if it hasn't been sorted out pre, to find the right time when we can gather that strength, that internal strength that we need to have. So if you're a business owner, this issue becomes more complex, because your digital presence, like mine, is potentially a key part of your business. And if nobody has access to manage or close your accounts, it can leave an open-ended digital footprint. And I suppose in a way that's lovely, because your legacy lives on and on and on. But do you really not want to tick that box off? I think it's worth thinking about it. So how do then the social media platforms handle accounts after death? Now, they're all different, okay? And most, if not all of them, now offer options. They never used to, but they offer options to handle accounts after death. The most well-known for me is Facebook's legacy contact feature, because I've had so many dealings with this feature over the last little while. So this legacy contact feature actually allows you to nominate someone to manage your account if something happens to you. Instagram have a similar memorialization figure, while LinkedIn, Google allow for account closure or data transferred by a verified contact. Facebook provides two key options for handling an account after death. Now, another little mini disclaimer here, platforms change. You know, we're in an evolving environment where 1 minute everything is okay and it's all sorted, next minute there's an update or the algorithm changes or there's new laws that come into play. So whilst I lay out how to do all these things on a couple of different platforms, please do your own research on the own platform's help pages just to make sure that the steps are correct. So with Facebook, you nominate a legacy contact. So this is a person that you choose to manage your account after you pass away. So they can write a pinned tribute post. They can update your profile picture and cover photo. They can request the removal of your account, and they can manage tribute posts but not read your messages or post as you, unless, of course, by some miracle you've got their passwords. Yeah, that would be the only other way around it. Anyway, how do you set up a legacy contact on Facebook? You go to Settings, Privacy and Settings. You click Memorialization Settings, choose a legacy contact and click Add. And you can also enable the option to allow them to download a copy of your Facebook data. Now, why I say this is because I had a friend of a friend reach out and say that their mother was quite active on Facebook and often posting photos that weren't shared with family members. And one of my bits of advice was to work out how to download a copy of that data so that they've got photos and so forth. And I think as of this week, the Facebook Lives are now getting deleted automatically after 30 days. So that is particularly pertaining, especially if your family member or friend or hubby or wife or partner, whoever that is important in your life has passed away, is just to consider whether or not they've done any lives recently. So, yeah, that's something else to think about. So, memorializing an account. So, if there's no legacy contact, friends or family can request that your account be memorialized. An account like that displays remembering above the person's name, stops appearing in public places like birthday reminders or friend suggestions, and can only be accessed by those who have had previous access unless a legacy contact is assigned. So how do you request that? You visit Facebook's memorialization request page and submit a proof of death. So, you know, that might be a death certificate. It might be a copy of an obituary. It changes. So maybe do that. Once you've got a few bits and pieces together, some paperwork, then have a look at that and see what you can do. You can request an account deletion. You can set this in your memorialization settings. So that's Facebook. So Instagram allows accounts to be memorialized or permanently removed upon a request, similar to Facebook, of course, because of Meta. And you can do that by, you know, searching up Meta or Instagram's memorialization request page. Okay, so you can, again, with Instagram, delete an account, or you put a request in for. So same thing, you're going to have to provide a proof of death. You're going to have some documentation, I suppose, verifying that relationship that you had with the deceased person. LinkedIn. Okay, so LinkedIn allows verified contacts to request the closure of an account belonging to a deceased member. And you can go to LinkedIn's own deceased member account closure page. I wish I had the URL. I should have put that into the notes, and I might do that before I post this poddy. So you need to be able to provide the deceased member's full name and LinkedIn profile URL. You need to be able to prove your relationship to the deceased member's email address, the date of their passing, and a link to an obituary or other proof of death. So I'm not too sure how many pieces of information you need to do for that one. I haven't personally done a LinkedIn one, but there are a couple of deceased friends that I see on LinkedIn, and I often think I should reach out to the families, but then I think, Sam, it's none of your business. Keep your mouth shut. But I often think about whether or not that person would like that thing sorted out on their LinkedIn page. Something to think about. Once the request is reviewed, LinkedIn will close the account. Google accounts. Now, most of you may or may not know that Google and YouTube and your devices are all linked. And Google does offer an inactive account manager, which allows users to set up a trusted contact that can manage or delete their account after a period of inactivity. So this would apply to Gmail, Google Drive, YouTube, and other Google services, as well as Google linked accounts such as Android smartphones, tablets, and Chromebooks. So You need to set up that legacy contact in Google. So you go to Google and search for Google Inactive Account Manager, follow the on-screen prompts to add that legacy contact, choose somebody you trust as your legacy contact. One piece of advice I got recently, and I can't even remember who it is, so if it's somebody out there that remembers and says, Sam, it was me, let me know. But it was about, you know, the same thing of setting up your will. Choose younger people to be your, you know, the people that handle all your bits and pieces with your will. Same with the legacy contacts. If you can find somebody a bit younger that can do it quite easily. So you can, once you've set that legacy contact, you then need to grant them permission to access your vital information after you pass away. But you can remove or edit that at any time. So if that person then comes and goes out of your life, you can change it. But by setting up that legacy contact in Google, that ensures your emails, cloud storage, YouTube content, and even Google linked devices are handled according to your wishes. So without access, personal business smartphones and computers tied to Google accounts may become locked. And this makes it difficult for loved ones or business partners to retrieve important information. So that's a big reason why to get your ducks in a row as far as Google goes. Now, so why as business owners should we plan ahead? Well, if it sort of hasn't sunk in now, you probably realise that it's going to hold customer reaction interactions. So anything that you've done online, you know, there might be a client conversation or a text, or there might be some sharing of confidential information. So you really need to have a bit of a plan around that, whether, you know, it's just really important business data or whether or not it's just an interaction. Maybe it just might be purely marketing information or materials. But without a plan, your accounts could be left inactive, hacked or misused. And that's one thing you don't want. You know, imagine a scenario where a past customer reaches out to your business page unaware of what has happened and gets no response, or worse, an account gets hacked and is used in such a way that tarnishes your brand's legacy or your family's name, even worse. Oh, and people are idiots. They do this, and I don't know why, but they're always hacking accounts, and it's because they're trying to fund the money trail. All right, steps to secure your digital presence after death. What can we do? So you need to think about nominating a trusted contact, whether it's a business partner, spouse, friend. Ensure somebody has access to your login details or is officially added as a legacy contact. You need to document your wishes. Do you want your business page to remain active? Should it be turned into a memorial or deleted? Write it down and let your key people know. And you need to be able to secure your login credentials. Use a password manager or ensure your nominated person knows how to access it. Anybody who works with me, you know that you always keep an online digital password manager and an offline one, just in case. You need to regularly update settings. Platforms frequently update policies. So remember I mentioned before about things changing from one week to another, so just make sure that you review your settings every so often. And have a digital executor in your will. This is somebody legally authorized to manage your online presence after your passing. Great bit of advice. So, in a nutshell, losing loved ones is hard, and social media can be a strange space when grief meets technology. But by getting those small steps met, now you can make easier those things for everybody to deal with after you are gone and they are left behind and they've got to sort it out. So you need to ensure your business and personal legacy are protected. If this resonates with you, take a few minutes today to check your settings and discuss it with somebody close to you. It's one of those things that we often put off, but one day it will matter. Until next time, cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.